The big 2021 California pistachio crop, upwards of 1.2 billion pounds, well, it's being moved throughout the world. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. We spoke with Daniel Sumner. He's an agricultural and resource economics distinguished professor at UC Davis.
We are going to sell the crop. So, and what you'd hope to do is be able to ship the crop without cutting prices. And pistachios are moving.
And of course, everyone knows they're a little on the expensive side.
And that limits who you're going to sell to and how much you're going to sell. Anybody in the pistachio business will tell you they're worth every penny. And I'm not going to dispute that. I like pistachios about as well as anybody else. There's a reason the total pistachio sales in the world are relatively small, and that's because it's an expensive crop to grow. It's not easy to be good at it, and the California industry certainly is good at it.
And Sumner comments on extraordinary production and export numbers.
Production and exports have risen so rapidly. I just looked at the data over the last 30 years. It's a factor of 20 in pistachio exports. It can't, of course, go at that rate very much longer.
Yeah, in 2010, there were only 215,000 acres of pistachios in California. Now there's more than 400,000 acres.
So you double in a decade, yeah, and you get higher yield. So we know that can't continue at that rate.
That's Daniel Sumner, a distinguished agricultural economics professor at UC Davis. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.